Be presenting on interaction between maternal age and depression is associated with household food insecurity, cross-sectional analysis among two samples of low-income families with infants and toddlers.
Before I get started, I'd just like to acknowledge my co-authors, and I'd like to state that I have no relationships to disclose. Household food insecurity is defined as limited or uncertain availability of enough food for active and healthy life for all household members. And it's been shown to affect roughly 21% of U.S. households with children. Maternal depressive symptoms have been shown to be especially prevalent among low-income families and those that are recently postpartum. Depression and food insecurity are factors that often co-occur, and each has been shown to increase childhood risk of poor health, hospitalizations, and developmental problems. It's our hypothesis that older mothers would be more likely to be food insecure, possibly due to lower WIC utilization, less assistance from extended family, and more dependence. Maternal depressive symptoms have a known association with food insecurity, and it was our hypothesis that there would be a different effect of age on food insecurity by depression status. The first aim of the study is to demonstrate either a linear or curvilinear relationship between continuous age and odds of food insecurity. The second aim was to demonstrate that the age and food insecurity association differs by depression status. The response variable is dichotomous food security, and the independent variables were maternal age and years, and depressive symptoms, as well as the age by depression interaction. Data from the study came from two sources. First, the Toddler Obesity Prevention Study, otherwise known as TOPS, and Children's Health Watch, and each data set was analyzed separately. In TOPS, the sample size was 300, and the unit of analysis were low-income mother-toddler dyads. And these were recruited from sites in suburban and urban Maryland. The toddlers are aged between 12 and 30 months and born healthy with no complications. This was a longitudinal study where we used baseline data. Children's Health Watch is a multi-site study. We used data from the Baltimore site with a sample size of almost 4,000. The unit of analysis, again, is the mother-child dyad. And in this case, they had no private insurance. The children were less than 3 years of age, and they were presenting for primary or emergency care at a medical center in a low-income urban area in Baltimore. The constructs of caregiver depression and household food security were measured with standard scales and validated cut points. Although the measures did differ between the two studies. Demographically, the mothers were similar between the two studies, with a higher proportion of African Americans in Children's Health Watch. One thing I would like to point out is that the level of food insecurity was nearly twice that in TOPS as it is in Children's Health Watch. The first step in the analysis was to plot the observed odds of food insecurity by age, and then to design a transformation to represent the curvilinear relationship with food insecurity. We then created a logistic regression model for food insecurity, including the age transformation, depression, and their interaction. The first plot shows the observed odds of food insecurity by mother's age in the top sample. What we see here is no clear pattern by age and a considerable degree of variability. As we saw there, age and its interaction with depression were not significant, but depressed mothers experienced nearly three times the odds of food insecurity compared to non-depressed mothers. Here we see a different picture in Children's Health Watch. We see much less variability and what looks like stable and slightly increasing odds of food insecurity before age 30 and a sharp upswing after age 30. For the logistic regression model, the first step was to design an age transformation to represent that picture. So what we have is the function defined as C raised to the power of age minus 30, where C is a constant greater than 1. And what this means is that this function, this age transformation, is an increasing function of age. And this is just an example of what the function looks like at different ages. The next step was to assign a value to C, and to do so, we plugged plausible values into the univariate logistic model. And minimizing the negative 2 log likelihood function, we came up with C equals 1.2 and inserted that into the univariate equation. The final model also included depression and its interaction with the age transformation. Here we again see the observed odds from Children's Health Watch plotted against the predicted odds from the univariate regression. And we see that well, we have somewhat of what is intended with slightly increasing odds before age 30 and then curving upwards odds after. This represents the multivariate final model with the interaction between age and depression. The top red plot represents depressed mothers, and the bottom blue plot represents non-depressed mothers. So what we see is, at young ages, depressed mothers have much higher odds of food insecurity compared to non-depressed mothers. But after age 30, you see a very sharp increase in odds among non-depressed mothers, so that they have about the same odds after age 40. So the interaction between age and depression was significant, and that accounts for the differing trajectories of age. Between ages 17 and 29, depressed mothers experienced about 3.5 times higher food insecurity odds compared to non-depressed mothers. After age 30, we saw a sharp increase in odds among non-depressed mothers, and the age transformation was highly significant. We saw a smaller increase among depressed mothers. By age 45, there was no difference. In the top sample, we did have a high prevalence of food insecurity across the board, which, in my opinion, made it less likely that we would see an association with age. We did find an effect of depression, though this was expected and has been shown in prior literature. In the Children's Health Watch sample, we were able to identify vulnerable subsets to food insecurity among low-income families. And with older mothers, like we thought, they're more likely to have more dependents and less family and public assistance. And depressed mothers of all ages, though there's no evidence to suggest that depression or food insecurity causes the other factor. Some limitations are that in the top sample, we had fairly small sample size, and the 3-item Kemper scale is far from a gold standard, and it could have led to an inflated depression prevalence. As I mentioned before, this is cross-sectional data, which gives us no evidence causal relationship exists. In the future, perhaps a longitudinal study with comprehensive measures of depression would be ideal. Some strengths of the study is that we had a large sample in Children's Health Watch, which enabled us to examine age continuously. The age transformation fit well to the data and could prove to be a useful technique for future analysis. Also, the comprehensive 18-item USDA food security scale is the gold standard for measuring food security. So it gave us an accurate representation of the picture in Children's Health Watch. In conclusion, older mothers and depressed mothers experience high food insecurity prevalence, and there is a sharp increase after age 30 among non-depressed mothers. And we believe that these populations are underserved by public assistance programs. So thank you very much.